Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View, a weekly Bible-based discussion on matters of faith and everyday living. God's Point of View is made possible every Thursday at this time by the Highland Church of Christ, 821 Euclid Avenue in Paintsville. And now your co-host for God's Point of View, Tim Collins and Jerry Scott.
You place your hand on his Bible, and when you swear to tell the truth, his name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. When we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under Him. In God we still trust. Here in America, He's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome in to God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. This is a program that is paid for by the church, therefore the opinions of myself or Mr. Jerry Scott are not necessarily those of WSIP Radio or Ford Broadcasting, but they are, however, our opinions as we interpret it from the Holy Scripture.
Amen. Timotheus, how are you this morning?
I am good, brother. And yourself?
Doing well. A few flurries out there.
I was sort of surprised when I came out this morning, a little white dusting on my truck this morning.
As Tony Cavalier would say, just a kiss of snow.
Just a kiss of snow. Yeah. It just lets us know that winter's not completely over with
Absolutely.
Just yet.
Absolutely.
Well, the spring will be here before we know it.
And we're all anxious for it, right?
Yeah. Are you ready to set your clock ahead Sunday?
I am. I saw that on our church calendar, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Set the clock ahead. I knew it was sometime first part of April. I figured the first or second Sunday. 50-50 chance I'd be right. And it's this Sunday, isn't it?
This Sunday. You gonna get up at 2 o'clock to set it forward?
No, I'll tell you what we normally do. we this is a novel idea. Just go ahead and set it ahead for you. Actually, I don't even do that. Let me tell you what I do. I have one of these Apple products,
mm-hmm.
And it does it for you. All you got to do.
Oh, okay.
All you got to do is just put it down, charge it, and it changes automatically.
What happens to the one on the wall? Don't you have a clock on the wall?
Well, that's the beloved of the turf. I'm kidding. I take care of those later. But as far as setting it back, I don't do anything. I get up. I do everything by my watch.
Yeah.
And my phone.
Yeah.
And so the alarm on the watch goes off. I get up. It's already fixed.
Yeah. That's what I like about the phones. They go ahead and even if you change time zones, they'll automatically update.
Absolutely.
I need that.
I do too. there's one downside to this modern technology. This interweb is going to take off one of these days.
It is. We're so dependent.
We are. And I can't remember numbers. And I used to pride myself on numbers, knowing some math problems. I get it pretty quick and do it in my head, that kind of thing. I just don't anymore.
Well, if we don't use it, we lose it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Kind of like reading the Bible.
It is a whole lot like that. If you don't continue to read, as we said recently, not only will you not learn anything new, but you'll soon forget that which you have learned.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe someone's listening this morning who would like to offer something along that line, or maybe provide some information, or maybe learn something. How would they go about doing that?
They could give us a call a couple of different ways. They could give us a call at 606-789-0318, 789-0318, or they could email us at godspointofview@yahoo.com. Again, that's godspointofview@yahoo.com.
You know, I started to do my Bill Barker impersonation again, taking a sip of coffee. I mentioned that to my wife, and she said as I was passing by, she said, "Don't do that."
Really?
Yeah, she said that. I don't know what the audacity of that, but I may do it anyway.
Uh-oh, if she's listening now, you may just got in a little more trouble.
I may have. I stay in hot water. Well, Timotheus, we've got several questions before us today.
Yep.
And you gave the phone number. You gave the address if someone would like to email us. Let me give my cell phone number, because one of these came through on my cell phone last week, and we didn't have time to address it.
606-367-0137.
367. Most everybody knows the area code, 606. But someone could be listening on the World Wide Web.
They could be.
Yeah, 606. You got hit the one first, you know. 606-367-0137. And here's a question that came to us by way of text message. I have been, he writes, I have been a Christian for several years, struggled the whole time like we all do. I grew up in an abusive situation, very terrible occurrences. On top of being bipolar, the abuse has made it even more tough to cope over time. I was married young, became a young father, was called to preach young. Rumors were told, and my pastor at that time came to me and told me that my wife was cheating on me. That caused distrust in my heart. She denied it. I believe her, but it's damaged us.
Once you plant that seed.
Yeah. My mind is weak because of temptation of a sexual nature. Because of that, I do not preach, because I feel I'm not qualified. Now, he's asking if we could offer something on that. And
sounds like he's a human.
Yeah, he does sound very human to me.
Because a lot of us have been through and struggle with what he has described.
Amen.
I believe.
Amen. There's four or five things in this one message.
A lot.
We could spend the whole show on just this one text message. But let's just start in the order in which he gave them. What do you say?
Yeah.
He said that he grew up in an abusive situation, very terrible occurrences. You know, a lot of us have grown up in either verbal abuse or physical abuse. I'll tell you, it has plagued a lot of people, and we will never overcome it until we realize that that's on that person.
Yeah.
God knows about the abuse that many of us have suffered. God knows about the verbal or the physical abuse, the sexual abuse, whatever it may be. God knows about that, and that was not our fault, is not our fault. However, Satan will use that against us to make us feel guilty.
Yeah.
He said he didn't preach anymore because he feels ashamed, or he feels like it's the guilt is eating him up. Those are my words, not his, but that's what's happening to him. And he is a Christian, and so the devil couldn't stop him from becoming a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But now he wants to rob him of his joy, and it seems that he has.
Yep.
It's affected his marriage, it's affected his life, it's affected a lot of things. There are two kinds of guilt in this world. There's a guilt from the devil, and there's a guilt from God. Now let's take the word guilt and take each letter, G-U-I-L-T. Let's make an acrostic or an acronym. It's where you take the first letter, make a word, second letter, make a word. G-U-I-L-T. Guilt from the devil is grief united in lifelong torment. He wants to keep you in torment. He can't get your soul back as long as you're doing your best to be faithful, but he'll rob you of your joy. He'll make you believe that you're not worthy. He'll make you believe there's nothing you can do. You just have to live in misery. Let me tell you something, folks. God only had one son without sin.
Yeah.
But he has no son without sorrow.
Yeah.
Having all kinds of afflictions and problems in this life, Jesus said, is a real thing. But being miserable because of it is optional. You don't have to be miserable.
He died on the cross.
Died on the cross, raised from the dead. And that same spirit that lived in Jesus lives in us. And he says he'll raise our mortal bodies from the dead because of that. So guilt from the devil, and he wants you to feel guilty so you won't be effective in the kingdom of God. In other words, he wants to hold you P-O-W throughout this Christian dispensation. You'll make absolutely no difference in anybody's life as long as you're behind enemy lines being held in a prison camp. Spiritually speaking,
and Satan may have tried different ways getting to him, and he won't stop until he finds something that you're vulnerable.
Sure, and the text message indicates exactly what this brother's weak area is: sexual temptation.
Mm-hmm. A lot of us men are there with that.
Oh, of course. As a matter of fact, if you're alive and you're a male, you deal with it every day.
You deal with it every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, over time, God can help that become less and less and less of a problem, but it'll never completely be eliminated as long as you are a red-blooded American male.
And breathing air.
Breathing air, yeah, as long as you're breathing air. I remember the young boy's dad let him borrow the car, and he said, well, where are you going, son? He said, well, he just got his license. He's excited to go out in the car, and all. We've all been there. And, mm-hmm. and he said, well, I'm going to pick my girlfriend up, blah, blah, blah. He said, where are you going? He said, well, we're going out such and such. He said, no, can't let you do that. He said, why? He said, well, said you'll be there in a desolated place, or a deserted place. Nobody's going to be there in isolation. You're a male. She's a female alone in a car. No, can't let you do that. He said, Dad, don't you trust me? And the dad said, I wouldn't trust myself unless I've been dead for 3 days.
Yeah, amen.
So we've got to talk about those things as realities. We haven't in the past in church things, you know, which we all come in with a stained voice, you know, glass stained. Listen, we're human.
We're human.
And we got to deal with this. And if you don't talk about it, then the boogeyman in the closet gets bigger and bigger and bigger. If you talk about it, you shed light on it. The light of the gospel, and the devil has to run, because when you talk about even sexual things with a scriptural base, mm-hmm. then the devil flees because he can't stand that. Draw nigh to God, James said. I'll draw nigh to you. So,
can we put a pause there just
sure.
for a second? Because I think
that's awful hard for me to.
I know, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but on that point, and I've been down this road myself. You know, you're a young man, you're in your teenager, hormones are going crazy. You don't know what to do with this,
yeah.
and you're afraid and you're ashamed to talk to anybody about
yeah.
it. And you go to church, and then the preacher standing there, you know, you're gonna die and go to hell if you keep this sinning, and you're just preaching, and that. And at times, and I know they mean the very best, but
yes,
that will draw that will drive people away if you can't honestly, openly say, you know, this is a problem.
Yes.
We deal with it.
Yes.
And we're here to help you do
Amen.
It. Not just stand there and browbeat somebody
yeah.
because of what they're going through.
Absolutely. We should never browbeat. Sometimes the word is interpreted as browbeaten, and sometimes a guilty conscience can cause a person to feel like they're being browbeaten.
Could be.
When there's no intention to do that.
Mm-hmm.
What we have found, I think, at Highland over the years, is that those things need to be dealt with and can be dealt with better in a private setting,
mm-hmm.
like our A-teams, accountability teams.
Yep.
Now, I'll be with my brothers later today, Lord willing, and we will talk about things. We will talk about the importance of reading our Bible. We will talk about the importance of providing for our families. We will talk about the importance of appearance. We will talk about importance of making sure that we don't cause someone to stumble. If someone has stumbled, we're going to pick them up and treat them right. We will talk about, here's the question. Have you this past week experienced any sexual...
Exposed
yourself to any sexual thing? Have you experienced any alcohol abuse, drug abuse, anything that would cause you to stumble? We talk about those things.
Yeah.
And we do so in the privacy and the seclusion of a small group of men.
Yeah.
James said it like this: confess your sins one to another, pray one for another. That's what we do there. That's what our A-teams at Highland does. Men meeting with men, getting better.
Yeah.
And that's how we believe it's best done. And so, brother, to you, I would say you need to find a church, and you need to get with a small group of men who have gone through what you've gone through, who understand you, and start meeting with them, and let them help you build your self-esteem, because the devil has robbed you of it.
Mm-hmm.
G-U-I-L-T, grief united in lifelong torment. And this brother sounds like exactly what that means.
Yeah.
Just miserable.
Yeah.
Now, there's a guilt from God, and it is a good guilt. God's unlimited intentional loving treatment. God's unlimited intentional loving treatment. God will guilt you in the right direction
mm-hmm.
to help you become what you ought to be. And sometimes that involves pain.
Yep.
So whenever you feel a twinge of guilt, define where it's coming from. Let's suppose you committed a sin 25 years ago, and you've dealt with it over and over and over, but you know God's forgiven you. Well, that's illegitimate guilt. That's from the devil.
Yeah.
He wants to take you back there and relive the whole thing, and you feel guilty all over again. But if you aren't attending church, if you aren't reading your Bible, if you aren't in prayer, if you aren't looking for means and ways of serving your fellow a human being, God will guilt you with that as you drive by a nursing home or a hospital, and you know old Brother Dan's in the hospital there. You know you ought to stop, and you have that on your mind all afternoon. That's from God. What's he trying to tell me? He's trying to tell you, park your car, get out and go in and see the brother. Pray with him.
Yeah.
So there's two different kinds of guilt. First thing you got to do is to define which type it is. Is it from the devil? Is it from God? Grief, united, and lifelong torment, God's unlimited, intentional, loving treatment. And back to one other thing in the text message. He says, my mind is weak because of temptation of sexual nature. Brother, I've lived there. I've been there. I know what you're talking about. And every other man, if he tells you the truth,
amen,
will tell you that he's been there too.
If he says no,
he's a liar.
There you go.
Or if he's... Well, he's
to some degree. To some degree.
Well, you know, it's kind of like being a little bit pregnant.
There you
either are or you ain't.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you lie about this, you lie about other things. You can go to hell for lying, too, just like you can for other things.
Because of shame.
Yeah. So he says, I didn't preach because I felt I wasn't qualified. That's the devil.
Yeah.
The Lord knows if you're qualified or not. The Word will tell you if you're qualified or not. Don't let the devil keep you on his leash.
You know, and it comes to my mind, and I can't say this for sure, but this is what I'm thinking, is he must have something really good to share or to say for the devil to work him
could
over
be.
Like he is right now.
Could be. Perhaps that's exactly correct.
You know, because if you're going to be a loud voice and you're going to make a difference in the kingdom, Satan is going to fight you even harder than he does when you're just sitting in the pew.
Every time.
Doing nothing.
Closer you get to God, the more Satan will try to get you away from God.
Amen.
If you're not troubled by the devil, some brother told me one time, he said, I've been a Christian for a while. I'm not troubled by the devil. I said, well, people walking in the same direction rarely bump into
Ooh.
Each other. Yeah. So, it's true.
I'm glad it wasn't me.
Yeah. Well, I know you bump into him a lot.
That's
a compliment, by the way.
We got bumps on our forehead.
Amen. So I hope and pray that this helps the brother, and I would encourage him not to just text me sometime, additionally at that number, but give me a call. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's be done with this devil abuse. That's what this is.
Get you out of the pit, brother.
Amen. All right. Let's go to the next, email. You want to give the contact information again, brother?
789-0318, 789-0318, or you can email us at godspointofview@yahoo.com, or the text number. Let's see if I get this right.
Yeah.
367-0137.
Now, O is a letter and zero is a number, I think.
0137.
Yeah, there you go. I'm a nitpicker, aren't I?
You are.
I'm a nitpicker. Shame on me.
There you go. Browbeat me again.
Yeah, there I go.
I'm about ready to leave now.
No, please don't leave. I don't know how to operate this equipment. All right.
That reminds me of my auto mechanics teacher.
Yeah.
I was taking auto mechanics, and we were calling it motors in cars. He said, motors are electrical. These are engines.
To shoot.
There you go.
Yeah, good
so
for him.
Let you call it a motor again and see what I say to you.
Yeah, I need some symbols here. All right, here's a question that we received. Let's see now. Here it is.
Close to your heart. Looks
close to heart. I'm looking in every pocket, and it's laying here on the counter.
In front of you.
So here's a text message. Now, I was going to paraphrase it, but let me.
You're going to give us some verbiage from it.
Yeah. Hold on here now just a second. What did I do with that? I know it's in there somewhere. Come on now. The brother was writing about heaven.
The description of heaven in Revelation.
Yeah. And he asked about, he says, as he reads from Revelation 21, he says it reads to him like heaven's going to be a cube.
Hmm.
Yeah. Think of that.
A cube.
It's going to be a cube. And
well,
so...
Okay.
You know, I cannot find that to save me, but I know there he is. There he is.
Aha.
Yeah, there we go.
Found him.
There we go. All right.
He wasn't lost. You're just having trouble finding him.
Yeah, he wasn't lost at all. He says, let's see. Okay. He says, from his reading of Revelation 21,
mm-hmm.
heaven seems to be a cube-shaped.
Mm. Mm.
And he's wondering what we think about that, about it being a cube shape. Mm-hmm. Well, I would agree. As a matter of fact, I would say amen and amen. It is from the description in Revelation, it is cube shape. It's called the New Jerusalem. You know, there's a lot about this we can't say with certainty. But when the Bible says it, then we can,
yeah,
we can say
but,
it.
But you can only say what the Bible says.
Yeah. So it seems, the New Jerusalem seems to be a
cube.
A cube. But over and above that, it seems to be a stationary city that hovers over and above the earth. In space.
Now,
I mean, there.
Now, you know, there's people getting ready to turn the radio off right now, brother.
I know that. Please don't. Listen to me. Revelation 21, verse 10 leads me to that conviction that it just kind of hovers there. Where did Jesus go? Where are all the saints gone? Where did Elijah go? They had to go to, they went to a place called heaven. They went up. So this seems to be a city that God has prepared, I think, in large part already. If not in all its parts, and it's just waiting. He's waiting. He talks about the light of the city in Revelation 21, like jasper stone, clear as crystal. Jasper is a clear, diamond, like stone.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like icicles, one described it in appearance. It's the first stone. If you know the history of the high priest in the Old Testament, it's the first stone in his ephod that he wore, his breastplate.
Mm-hmm.
This stone is a symbol of a couple of things. It's a symbol of purity, and it's a symbol of holiness. So the city is going to be like a giant light bulb, probably an LED at least.
I think it's going to be a light like we've never seen before.
I think so too. But we got to have something physical to compare.
Yeah, we got to have something.
That's
yeah.
why all of yeah. these precious stones are mentioned.
Yeah,
and so
just to kind
of
give us an inkling.
Yeah. So that will represent, of course, the glory of God. That LED bulb,
mm-hmm.
10 billion LED bulbs that will shine out from heaven. Now think about the walls of the city. The wall of the city is very thick. The Bible says it's 144 cubits, which equals cubits about from your elbow to your tip of your middle finger, which is about 18 inches. So 144 cubits would equal about 216 feet, if I did the math correctly. It contains 12 gates.
Wow.
With a name of a tribe of Israel on
each one.
Each gate.
Mm-hmm.
So each gate seems to be attended by an angel. Now, not the Apostle Peter, but by an angel. The gates will be approximately 300 miles apart. Now, we're talking about the size of the city and the
yep.
shape of the city, so just think about that.
Yeah.
The city, I think it's an understatement, will be huge.
Yeah.
Huge. It's going to be huge.
Yeah.
It's the shape of a cube with the length, the breadth, the height, all being 12,000 furlongs. Now, what's a furlong? The city is patterned after the Old Testament example of the Holy of Holies, or the tabernacle, which was also a perfect cube. 12,000 furlongs equals around 1,500 miles.
Huge.
This would be the distance from the eastern coastland of the United States to the Mississippi River. Now think about that.
Mm-hmm.
On one side, and from the Canadian border to the Gulf of Mexico on the other side. And remember, 1,500 miles straight up.
Mm-hmm. That's a long way.
It is.
Yeah.
Now that's worth a wow. Come on. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. So, the construction material used in the wall is jasper, which is diamond-like, as we mentioned a moment ago. Gold is another predominant material, if you read the account, that'll be used for building of the city. These two elements, jasper and gold, will radiate God's glory and His brilliance throughout the city. Foundation stones are worth mentioning. Foundation of the city will be visible. You know, you don't see many foundations in buildings, but you will in this one. Precious stones will garnish each level of the foundation, and the name of an apostle will be written on each level. So picture a foundation which you normally, what, three, four blocks at the most deep under the ground?
Yeah.
This foundation's 12.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around all this.
The higher you go, the deeper you have to go for a foundation.
Yeah.
Level one's jasper, level two sapphire, level three chalcedony, level four emerald, level five sardonyx, level six sardius, level seven chrysolite, level eight beryl, level nine topaz, level 10 chrysophorus, level 11 jacinth, and level 12 amethyst.
This is some kind of work of.
So these stones will reflect God's glory and God's great beauty. Eight of these stones were on Aaron's breastplate, the ephod. Exodus 28, verse 17. Each gate of the city is made from one huge pearl.
Oh.
Now think. This is where the term pearly gates come from.
Mm-hmm.
The pearls remind us of the truth of Matthew 13:45-46. Jesus said, again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it, because it was the most valuable thing he could have. What are pearls? Pearls are made by oysters. The oyster coats any irritations inside it with a secretion that eventually forms into a pearl.
Yeah.
Now listen, folks, you and I, before we were saved, were an irritation to God.
Yeah.
And if you're unsaved today, you're still an irritation to God. We were made ugly. And if you're a sinner today, you're still ugly by sin. When we trusted Christ, we were covered with His pearly white righteousness. And as the pearl is circular, never ending, our salvation is eternal too. Think of that. So yes, it's cube shaped.
What a gift.
And I threw a little extra in for you.
Wow.
God bless you. Have a great day.
And that's going to do it for this edition of God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. Again, this program is paid for by the church, and we'd love to invite you to services at the church. Sunday school gets underway at 9:30 a.m. for Sunday morning worship, 10:30 a.m. for 9:30 for Sunday school, 10:30 a.m. for Sunday morning worship. Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., that's our life groups, and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m., so come and join us. And if we can be of assistance, call 789-6433. And again, thanks for joining us today for another edition of God's Point of View.